Welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine and introduce you to travel destinations. My neighbor's Foster Brown. It's a brand new year for American Road Trip Talk. I normally use this podcast to introduce you to the people and places behind the stories in the magazine. In this edition, however, we're going to meet one of the authors who has given us a unique view of the American Road's roadside attractions for more than a decade. Welcome Erica Nelson, a traveling artist who has chronicled bigger-than-life attractions along our nation's highways. Everything from the biggest duck on Long Island to the largest baseball bat in Louisville, Kentucky, and an enormous ketchup bottle that serves as a water tower in Collinsville, Illinois. Erica has collected all of these and miniaturized them into, wait for it, the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. In this conversation with Erica, she'll explain her recent hiatus from the magazine to work on a very special project in rural Georgia. She'll also share some very special memories about President Jimmy Carter, whom she met in Plains, Georgia, and show us her vision for what's coming up this year in the Think Big column. I hope you'll enjoy this first podcast of 2016. It's my pleasure to welcome once again, after a long time apart, Erica Nelson, who is our peripatetic artist. That's what I like to call you, Eric. She wanders the country, establishing, doing art, and sometimes chronicling art as well. Erica, welcome to American Road Trip Talk.
Good to talk to you again, Foster. It's been a while.
Many, many miles. Now, Erica, you should give your official title, please.
Well, when I'm not working for American Road or helping restore art environments, I created and curate the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things.
And you folks who have seen the magazine for a number of years now and are, more than 10 years of publishing, have seen Think Big column. And up until this, I think, past year, those columns have been pretty much your domain, where you had gone around the country and you had seen the world's largest, bird's nest or a ketchup bottle or a ball of twine or who knows what. And you were chronicling that. This last year, however, you've been busy with some other projects.
That's right. And I've taken a little hiatus from the road, which doesn't mean that I haven't been driving around like crazy. I just had to focus this past year on an art environment in southern Georgia that it's called the Land of Passaquan. And it's one man's work that he did from the mid-1950s through about 1986. And it's this colorful, built, outsider art environment that was in bad need of restoration. And luckily, I know people who restore stuff, and I get to play with them sometimes. So.
Your mission has been both either to establish public viewings or to work on restoring them, like this one down in Georgia, right?
Right.
Where is it in Georgia?
It's in this little tiny town named Buena Vista, spelled like Buena Vista, but pronounced Buena Vista. Mm-hmm. Rural southeastern Georgia, about 2 hours away from Atlanta. So it really is the heart of Georgia. And we're only 20 miles from Plains, Georgia, which I think a lot of listeners might know from all the news about President Jimmy Carter. He still lives in Plains, Georgia, and teaches Sunday every chance that he can in a town just 20 minutes away from where I get to work.
I'll be darned. But before we go to there, and I do want to hear about Plains, Georgia and Jimmy Carter, how did this Passaquan come to be?
Eddie Martin was an eccentric, larger-than-life kind of man, which, of course, I am drawn to, anybody with a big personality and a big vision. And he just started embellishing his family's homestead with these long, low sculptural walls and totems and mandalas and forms that encompassed every religion into one spot in this land that he named Passaquan.
And there's a significance to that name, I understand.
Yeah, it is sort of a made-up name, but he made it up to represent the past, the present, and the future, all encompassed into one word and one site.
Wow.
And his idea was that if you could encompass your past, your present, and your future, you would end up getting this big cosmic connection to a greater good. So
I love
it's been a really great site.
We're talking with Erica Nelson, by the way, who is our traveling artist who's gone around the country, and her Think Big column has appeared in American Road magazine for many years. Erica, you mentioned, by the way, that this is a pretty big installation, this one in Georgia that you're talking about. That is, what, 4 acres?
Yeah, it's 4 acres of artwork. So he built buildings, he has totems scattered around, he has walls that are
huge,
anywhere from 4 foot to 8 foot tall, and every single surface has been touched, either with bright painted patterns or hand-cut, hand-hammered tin work.
Wow.
So it's like no other place you've ever seen.
Just a quick question. Can people visit this as a destination?
Yeah, they're reopening in October, and we'll have regular visiting hours. Right now, it is while it's a work site, we don't discourage visitors, but we do let them know that it is a construction zone and there are no official tours, but it will be open again to the public in the fall of this year.
October 2016. Let's talk a little bit about Plains, Georgia. You mentioned that it's not very far from where you're working right now, and it's the home of Jimmy Carter. Now, famous for a couple of reasons. I guess one thing is there is a larger-than-life, certainly, display there of a—is it a peanut?
It is a peanut with a Jimmy Carter grin, so it is a very distinct peanut.
A giant goober with a presidential grin.
Yeah, and it was made by the Democratic Convention during his one of his campaigns, and they donated it to the town of Plains, and it really is from his presidential running.
I understand that you have actually had the opportunity on a number of occasions of going down to Plains and sitting in on his Sunday school class. What is he like as a Sunday school teacher?
He is one of those rare individuals that doesn't preach. He tells stories that impact your life. And that, to me, is, it's been so amazing to be able to sit in an audience of people, and we're there for with open hearts and open minds, and in the same room with this really great man who is so accessible. And it really feels like he is talking to everybody in that room. There's no higher than or lower than.
Wow.
You're just all people in the same room.
How many people are there, Erica, when you're there for the class?
There can be, I think the church itself only holds about 300 people. So if you want a seat in the sanctuary for Sunday school, you have to get there early. but they open their doors to everybody.
That's
so
wonderful.
There's, I think, 200 in the sanctuary whenever he's doing his Sunday school lesson.
That is remarkable. Jimmy Carter. Yeah, he is somebody who always exuded kind of a freshness and an unvarnished nature that I think Washington was always rather skeptical of, because that's a rare commodity there. But it's interesting to hear that all these years later, well into his 90s, he's still that kind of accessible person. Remarkable. Now, your other travels, I understand, have taken you to the state of Wisconsin recently.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be able to create site-specific artwork for a festival that happens in the fall called the Fermentation Fest that takes place in the home county of Circus World Museum. Baraboo, Wisconsin is where the Ringling brothers were from.
That's right.
And has this great circus heritage. And 2 years I got to build a series of circus wagons for them and bring the collection up there. This year I made a life-size elephant in a large tent structure that was in the shape of a lantern that symbolized their release of elephants in their working act. So to celebrate the retirement of the elephants from the circus industry, I made a giant elephant.
I love it. That is absolutely fascinating. We're talking with Erica Nelson, who is the curator of the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest roadside attractions. And Erica, maybe just wrap up. Have you got your eye on anything else in the year 2016 and maybe beyond that you're thinking of recording and chronicling for us?
Well, every time that I travel, I add more circles to the map, and I still haven't made it through Mississippi sufficiently. So I've got my eye on some sites in Mississippi and some other ones in the Deep South, since we'll be there for just a bit more. And exploring a little bit more of Florida, because everybody knows Florida is the land of kitsch, and I say that in the best way.
I love it. I love it. Erica, thank you so much for being our guest here on American Road Magazine, and it's always good. We'll always be keeping our eye out for one of your new columns of the Think Big when you're taking that artistic eye and looking around the Deep South now for some of those unique places on the roadside of America. Thanks so much, Erica, for being our guest.
Thank you, Foster. Good to talk to you again.
We hope that you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and so much more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.